If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is April the 8th, 2024, and today the topic is other people's problems. Yes, y'all, happy Monday and happy April 8th, man. A lot of people have been looking forward to this date. I acknowledge that it is, I guess, the solar eclipse day and all of that. I honestly was not paying much attention to the information regarding that, but I did take in some stuff that Marcus Rogers was sharing over the weekend because one of my good friends was asking me, you know, my opinions about it. And I'm like, girl, I don't know what he says. Let me go check it out. And it was interesting, to say the least. So, hey, man, I don't know what all is going on. Is there a shift, you know, in the atmosphere, as they say? I know that I've been telling you guys about my own stuff, right? I've been telling y'all about, again, the ups and downs of this year and the spiritual attacks and whatnot that I feel like has come my way, as well as many other believers' way and whatnot. But hey, you know, I don't know what all today is going to hold, but I know that I'm doing my best to embark on changing, you know, my mind on some things and working on my stuff and all of that, right? So with that being said, I mean, other people's problems is a huge thing in my own heart and mind. So I did go deeper about studying that today. Yeah, I acknowledge that it's like 11 something. So it almost became good afternoon because, yeah, that's what your girl has been on these past few days or whatever. But like I said, I mean, I'm glad to be here, man. Glad to be able to give some juice and hope that it will be encouraging and inspiring to you. So I just pretty much told you guys how I came to today's topic. Yeah, it just was something that was on my heart and mind. I listened to the prayer meditation and all of that stuff was good and whatnot. But yeah, just thinking about just the situations that I'm going through, man. And at some point, again, this word boundaries, right? I keep hearing this word boundaries throughout my entire life. But I'm seeing how important it is for me to set up quite a few boundaries, man. And I was just reflecting on, right before I went live, it was kind of easier for me to make certain choices when it came to certain people. And then it's harder when it comes to certain other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's harder when it's, you know, your immediate family or your friends or, you know, and things like that. It's a little bit harder to set up certain boundaries, right? But then when it comes to like an ex-boyfriend or whatever, whatever, you know, at some point I was able to set up boundaries and move on and stuff. But, you know, but when it's your spouse and your child and you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that easy I guess, balance this whole thing. At least it hasn't been for me. Okay. I'm talking about me right now. Okay. So with that being said, like I said, this is what I ended up going deeper about, because obviously it's something I need to do. Now, I'm all for, again, a listening ear. I've been trying to pay it forward in regards to that, because there have been people that have been there for me and that have, you know, allowed me to be me. You know what I'm saying? They've allowed me to express myself. They've allowed me to, you know, have conversations and just vent or whatever I needed to do without judgment and giving me solid advice, you know, and things like that. So shout out to those individuals that are in my life that have been that for me. And so I've tried to be that for other people as well. But it comes to a point where it's like, as I'm being that for others, it gets to be too much. You know what I'm saying? It gets to be like And I don't know if it's just because I'm so empathetic, or maybe because that's part of, I guess, who God made me to be, like somebody that really feels what other people are feeling, and stuff like that. But at some point, I'm like, look, man, I can't take on other people's problems, not taking it on to full capacity. You see what I'm saying? And so I've been saying that, I guess, over the past few days and stuff about different issues and stuff that has arisen in my life. But I mean, again, this juice today hopefully will encourage and inspire, especially if you're going through this or anything similar. Or if you're not going through it, then I hope and pray that this will encourage you and inspire you to set boundaries ahead of time so you don't have to go through this. Because, like I said, it doesn't feel good, man. And then it's like, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because I think I've shared with you guys, it's like I'm surrounded by people with issues. And I get that. I got my own issues too, of course. And everybody got issues, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the cast movie, you know what I'm saying? So I get that everybody has issues, right? And but at the same time, again, it's just one of those things where it's like, okay, at some point, it's people gotta bear their own burdens, you know what I'm saying? People have to make their own decisions. People have to, do what's best for them and things of that nature. And so, and it's not up to me. Now, if it was up to me to make decisions for people and stuff like that, then maybe it would have been a little easy. I'd be like, oh, okay, boom, I done made the decision for you. You good, we good. You know what I mean? We ain't even gotta have this conversation no more. But life isn't like that, man. We all have free will. That was another thing that I was presenting to the Lord this morning. I was like, Lord, you gave us all free will. So, and I done told you this from the beginning, like, I don't know what you want me to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I got people talking to me about their different stuff, whatever. And then I can see clear ways to handle the situations. But and then a lot of it has to do with casting our cares to the Lord, which again, I sit here and tell everybody every day here on GSL, and I have to make myself do it too, and stuff. But at the same time, I'm like, well, Lord, if people don't want to do that, we got the free will to choose. And so what you want me to do as the outsider, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it gets to be a lot. And again, like I said, when it comes to those key people that's in your life and stuff, it's like I can't make my husband do nothing, for example. You know what I mean? I can't make my mama, daddy, sister, brother, cousin, bestie. I can't make folks do nothing. You know what I mean? All I can do is just listen. I can try to give some advice. I can pray. I can, try to point them to the Lord, but outside of that, what else can your girl do? You know what I mean? And so that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at, y'all. And I'm just like, well, Lord, seeking the Lord again about what He wants me to do. Now, again, it seems like He wants me to set up some boundaries, right? Because again, you're gonna hear two verses that seem to contradict themselves. And so it could be like, Lord, I'm confused, right? It can lead to some confusion. But hopefully, again, this conversation, as well as the resources and whatnot that I put in the Go Deeper section, hopefully all of these things will encourage you and inspire you on what choices you need to make in your life regarding this other people's problems. So here goes some verses, y'all. Proverbs 25 and 17. It says, let your foot be seldom in your neighbor's house, lest he have his fill of you and hate you. I feel like there's a lot of people that need to hear that word. That's just one verse for you, okay? And hey, again, even me myself, I'm going to point at myself, even though I try my best. I don't think I'll be too much in folks' business, not to be like that. I feel like people bring me business, but I don't want too much be over there trying to tell nobody what to do with their life and whatever they got going on. Now, if you bring me something and I see some wisdom, whatever the case may be, if I can impart some, any wisdom about whatever you bring me, that's a wholly, totally different thing in my heart and mind. But I can totally see how this can be causing a lot of problems. Sometimes it just really ain't your business, right? It's just really your neighbor's house that you need to keep your foot out of. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, and this is something that I felt like since I got married. I mean, I don't know if I'm just witnessing it more or whatever the case may be, but it's just like, some things it's between the husband and the wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, some things, like, let them figure out what they want to do with their house. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't for nobody else to come in and tell the other people what they need to be doing in their house. You know what I'm saying? And I try my best to you know, give people that respect. And I pray that people give me that respect. And everybody need to learn how to do that. Because, sometimes you can overstep the boundary by trying to, you know, keep your foot in their house like you parted. Like, and I know people like to say, oh, do they pay bills? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, are you contributing to this household that you feel like you can step your foot in and make decisions and things like that? I mean, yeah, at some point people might get their fill of you, you know, and the word says clearly, and hate you, you know, because you doing that, you're overstepping boundaries. So, I mean, I don't know who need to hear that word today, but it, you know, it's just something to keep in your heart and mind that at the end of the day, you know, sweep around your own front door. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, you know, we were talking to the kids yesterday about humbling ourselves and things of that nature. And they were referencing the verse where it talks about, you know, you're trying to take a splinter out of somebody's eye, but you got the plank in your own eye. Like, I mean, it's that. Like, even that song says, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. Like, it's one thing, again, for somebody to come and say, hey, sis, you married for X amount of years, you know what I'm saying? Can you give me some advice to help me with my marriage? Da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole conversation. Like, that's a whole different situation. But for me to just look out or look at somebody and be like, hey, so you need to blah, 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 blah. And so, hey, so this is what you got to blah, 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 blah. Like, and unsolicited opinions, you know what I'm saying? Like, that get to be a little bit too much. And I try my best not to be that way. And I don't know if people feel like I'm being that way. So if you feel like I was that way to you, then by all means, listen, I humbly, you know, repent of that. You know what I'm saying? I you know, graciously ask your forgiveness. And I pray that I don't do that no more. You know what I'm saying? If that's me, you know what I'm saying? If I'm stepping on my own toes right now. But on the flip side as well, like if it's you, friend, if it's you, if this is resonating with you deep on the inside and you getting your little heart pricked or whatever the case may be, then, you know, seek the Lord about, again, doing what I just did, repenting. And you know, you ain't got to ask the person for forgiveness or nothing like that. But I mean, you know, ask the Lord to forgive you for overstepping boundaries and focus on your house. You know what I'm saying? Focus on your life. You know what I mean? Like, again, I like I said, I got a lot of issues on my own. And that's why I was just sitting here talking to my husband about briefly while he's out there working and hustling in the streets, whatever he called, whatever. And we chit chatting. I'm just like, I mean, honestly, I just want peace. Like, I understand that there's not going to be perfection and stuff like that, but I want as much peace as possible. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, stuff that becomes issues is like a lot. Like, I like to do what my mentor say. Keep the drama on the stage. I don't want nothing in my real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, and again, I know I can't sit here and act like everything's going to be perfect and peaches and cream all the time. I get that. I know that's not possible. I know that's not reality. But as much peace as I can have, I won't. You know what I mean? Like, unnecessary drama and issues. Like, who wants that for real? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, even those reality shows get to be a bit much sometimes. You're like, man, you know, every time you go to brunch, you gotta be going to blows for real. Like, that ain't real life. Cause I mean, I can sit here and go to brunch with a bunch of ladies today and have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't we see what real life is? But anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. Let's keep talking about other people's problems, okay? And what we need to do as believers, okay? So Galatians 6:5. This one right here. that we need to think about. It says, for each will have to bear his own load. It's short and sweet, but it's real. For each will have to bear his own load. At the end of the day, the song say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. A lot of times we like point fingers and stuff like that, like it's somebody else. Sometimes it's really just you, friend, but that's a whole nother conversation. Look, each person will have to bear their own load. So if you somebody that is constantly trying to take loads from people, understand that you got your own load to bear. You know, matter of fact, I was listening to this article that's at gotquestions.org, and I did put it in the go deeper section for, you know, anybody that's willing to go deeper about this, to, you know, peruse and let marinate on your heart, soul, and mind. It just pretty much talks about this verse. It's called What does it mean to bear another's burdens? Go deeper, listen to that article, read that article, whatever you got to do to get this. Like, again, this was a good article for me to, you know, to read this morning and be reminded of that. At the end of the day, again, taking on somebody's full burden, that's not what I'm supposed to do. What I can do is, like, if it's a real hard situation that someone's going through, I can be there to help carry the load. I can do that, pray, point them towards Jesus, things of that nature. But taking on the burden fully and all that, that ain't for me to do. That is not for me to do. That is not for me to do. And I'm telling myself that today. I can't do that. You know, even when it comes to my spouse, and that this is something I'm kind of struggling with a little bit, because again, I know he going through, you know what I'm saying? He really trying to get into, you know, the career he wants to get into. Like, he really wants to, you know, again, I feel like the Lord is working on him in a lot of ways and stuff like that. But his salvation, his life, his career, his, you know, stubborn, all those different things, the Lord is going, it's between him and the Lord. It's not me. Now, I know we won. We are one. Yes, but we also are individuals. And, you know, the Lord has me on a different path right now. Like, you know, I went, not to be like I'm perfect. Now, I'm not saying you're trying to act like I'm perfect at all. No, no, ma'am, no, sir. Okay. But the cultivation period was an intricate part of my life where I really took a look at myself and I really started to cast my cares and burdens on the Lord. And I really started to go after what he wanted for me in my life versus what I was talking about and thinking about. You know what I mean? And that is intricate. And I've been sitting here trying to share that with any and everybody that will listen. You know what I'm saying? That, hey, this is what I did. If you see anything in me that you desire, if you see anything in me that, you know, you're like, wow, miracle, you got it, da, 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 you got to this level, you're doing this, da, da, then I'm telling you what happened. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you what happened. I tell you what I did. It's in a book. And if you talk to me, I'll give it to you for free at the end of the day. Like, you know, I can sit here and tell people all day long, right, what the Lord can do, will do, and has done for me. But at the end of the day, everybody's going through their own life and journey. And they got to be willing to accept that good news for themselves. Bear your own burden at the end of the day. Like, some stuff we not supposed to be bearing. I can't bear nobody's full burden. I can help, but I can't bear it all. No, no, ma'am, no, sir. That's probably why my back been hurt, trying to bear everybody's load. I can't do that. I'm telling myself today. I am telling myself. Speaking of Galatians 6 and 2, it says, bear another one's, one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now see, this is the verse that it's talked about in the go deeper section. And this is, you know, can be a little difficult thing. You know, at the same time, you're supposed to help people, right? You're supposed to help bear someone's load and stuff like that, like I just said. But at the same time, you can't bear the full load. And I think that's where some of us, you know, have issues, including myself. I feel like sometimes I start to feel and start to really take on other people's stuff, and I can't do that. I can't live my life like that. Like, I got to bear my own burden, right? I got to make choices. I got to do what it is that the Lord wants me to do. Like, there's things a call on my life, things of that nature. And this, I'm talking about everybody. Everybody has a purpose, right? Everybody got a call in their life. Everybody got something that the Lord wants y'all to do, and we are responsible for that. And you're responsible whether you do it or you don't do it. If you do it, then you're responsible. Again, you might see the fruit and all that type of stuff. If you don't do it, he gonna ask you why you didn't do it. And you can't blame nobody else. Like I said, I love my family. I love my husband. I love my child. I love everybody, right? But at the end of the day, yeah, y'all ain't gonna be able to say, well, miracle, just no. My son ain't gonna be able to say, well, mommy didn't do the, or my husband ain't gonna be like, well, my wife didn't. No, he gonna be like, why didn't you answer the call, family? You know what I'm saying? Like, miracle, why didn't you answer the call? Like, that's what it's going to be, according to the Bible and what I believe. So, again, just trying to reiterate and tell myself, man, this whole thing is for me, I guess. You know, if it ain't for you, then maybe it's just for me. But regardless, reminding myself that I can help with the burden, you know, that type of thing. Again, listening, being there, shoulder, you know, maybe giving some, you know, hopefully great advice and pointing you to Jesus. That's pretty much the extent of where I think I should leave my boundaries. Like, trying to do everything else is too much. So anywho, Ezra 10 and 4, it says, arise, for it is your task, and we are with you. Be strong and do it. Listen, that word really stood out to me this morning. You know, again, y'all know there's things that I got to do. You know what I'm saying? And like I was telling my husband too, I'm like, listen, that's why I started this therapy thing. You know, that's why I'm trying my best to focus on whatever issues that I got. You know what I'm saying? So I can be better for everybody that I encounter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm trying to do. You know what I mean? Now, it is your task at the end of the day, each and every one of us, it's your task. So, I mean, you know, again, people can help people, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. But at some time, listen, at some point, if it becomes too much, and sometimes people got to let people fall too. You know, unfortunately, I don't know if that's biblical. So we can go confirm whether that's biblical or not. That might be a whole nother juice by itself. But my understanding is that sometimes, you know, people got to hit right bottom to see who they can really depend on. And it ain't that they can't depend on you as a family and friend or whatever, whatever. But you're not Jesus the Christ. You're not God. I'm not God. So I can't take on your full burden. He said, give your burdens to him. That's what he said. He didn't say give it to Miracle, for example. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why I got to remind myself. The Lord didn't tell me to take everybody's burden. You know what I'm saying? He might have called me to, you know, come alongside some people for a period of time. That's what I'm seeing. You know, he done quickly took some people in my life and stuff like that. People that I thought might have been long haul people. You know what I'm saying? But apparently not. And that's okay. I just learned to start being okay with whatever the Lord want to do, whether he want to prune people out of my life, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning to be okay. So that's it, man. That's it with this juice. I hope that you guys are encouraged and inspired. Again, if you are dealing with this in any capacity, I hope that these things will encourage you and inspire you to go deeper, see what the Lord wants you to do about whatever your situations might be. Again, if you are not experiencing this, then I hope that this will encourage you and inspire you to not experience this at all. Because like I said, it does not feel good to be taking on other people's burdens so much so where it's just become like you're engulfed in someone else's life or whatever the case may be. So find some balance, find some boundaries, and that's the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is 1 Chronicles 29 and 11. It says, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Just a heads up, man, I want to tell you guys about this app, man. It is called the Chat Holy Bible app, or it's called the Bible Chat app, but you can see it at chatholybible.com. Friends, I used that app this morning to get some more feedback about boundaries and this question about other people's problems and things of that nature. And it's kind of like the Chat GPT of but with biblical answers and content. And it definitely was a game changer and something that it really did encourage me this morning. So I just want to just remind y'all that app is available, and just go download it. It's free to download. Like I said, it's similar to ChatGPT. So if you use ChatGPT, you ask those, you know, that AI question or whatever the case may be, it's similar to that. They have other things on there as well that you guys can, look into, and like Bible studies and stuff like that. But I love that chat option, because it's like I just plugged in my questions and it was giving me answers, biblical answers. And so just throwing that out there, go check it out, man. You can download it on Apple and, you know, Google Play. And yeah, great app. Check it out. Y'all have a great Monday. I'm gonna look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.